This shiur is sponsored by Rav Machlof Sousa, Zecher Nishmas Moshe Ben Eliezer Farkas. Last week, so I want to remind you of something I said last week. We spoke about, one of the things we spoke about is if your son goes the first time, comes there to show on Shabbos, and you don't have to make kriya, of course, you come on Shabbos. You come during the week, following that week, you go again visit the kaisel, do you have to make kriya again or not? So you mentioned Marvel Diskin, Klezer Shiloh, and we said to Machoikas Apaiskin, the Chazainish, Ir Kaish Amigdash, Mechashlema, Shlema Zalman, Mechashlema, they paskin that you don't have to make kriya again. Since you came on Shabbos, now it takes 30 days of Shabbos, you don't have to make kriya. However, we mentioned the Gus Moshe, Yerdeche Gimel Simnum Beis Azdal says, even if you saw it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Gufa, and if you saw it in the middle of the week, you have to make kriya. And that you saw on Shabbos is not possible for making kriya. So I just want to mention, be Maisif, that the Madna Shlema brings down that he asked of Shlema Zalman, Liashiv, and they told him, what Rav Moshe held, and they both answered, "Eina minik Rav Moshe b'zeh." That's what he answered back. The minik's not Rav Moshe. That you don't. If you go during on Shabbos, then you come during the week. You don't have to make kriya. Right, now we'll go now to halachas. That's the thing I want to be myself. Someone lives in Yerushalayim. He didn't go to kaisel for 30 days. He didn't go to kaisel. Shaila is if after. He comes after 30 days, he comes to Kaisel, does he have to make kriya when he comes to Kaisel or not? There's a machloikas hapaiskim. Mechabe says, in Tov Kuf Samachalov, Sifei, Hayahaylech Abol Yishalayim, Hayahaylech Abol Tech Lamed Yaymen Kerei Kracha. If someone travels back and forth to Yishalayim or not, so when he comes to Yishalayim, is within 30 days, you have to make kriya. And the Yatik, you don't have to make a kriya. In Lacha Lamed Yom, Chayzik Kareya. But let's say he was in Yishalayim for 30 days. Say he lives in Yishalayim all year. He goes to Chutzlad for over 30 days. He comes back. Then he has to make kriya on Yishalayim. And Amoz Moisef, who Adin, or Yehuda, or Migdash. That's what Amoz Moisef. The Adin, or Yehuda, or Migdash, he didn't see for 30 days, he has to make kriya. So it's Mashif and Mechaba. Edafka. If you leave Yerushalayim, you come back to Yerushalayim within 30 days, you don't have to make kriya on Yerushalayim. But someone lives in Yerushalayim the whole time, but he doesn't see the kaisel for 30 days, then when he comes to the kaisel, you have to make kriya. The same thing speaks out, that's a vice of Mechab. He doesn't say klal, but it's a vice of Mechab like that. Same thing speaks out clearly like that. Ne'ir HaKadosh Ramigdash, Chayla Gimel, Perek Yud Zayin, Simon Aleph Oizvav. And the same thing brings down the Shari Tshuva over here. Shari Tshuva here in the Tzavkuf Samach Aleph, he brings down the Tshuva Sadraz. In Chedit Beis Simen Tofresh Memvav, he says, someone who lives in Yishalayim, and in the past 30 days, he didn't see the Makam HaMikdash, he mechuv to make kriya. If you look in the Tshuva Sadraz himself, he says, Kriyadata, that Kedush is based on Mikdash, is more than Kedushas Yishalayim. So even though you live in Yishalayim, if you come to Beis HaMikdash, the Kedushas big, you have to make kriya. So Koshken, you have to make kriya. He says, Inken Koshken Tzorach HaKriya. And he says, the Gedda of 30 days is no different than Halacha, you wear Haroyas Yam HaGadol. Someone sees the Atlantic Ocean for 30 days, and then he sees 30 days on the Atlantic Ocean again, and Yam HaGadol, you have to make a Gedda Bracha. The Shah Brachas with the Chazal Machai, this is for 30 days. So the same halachas, if you don't see for 30 days, you have to make in a bracha. Who are then? The same halacha by the Kaisel Maravi. The person doesn't see the Kaisel for 30 days, then he has to make clear. That's what Shua Sadrach speaks out. And the Shua Sadrach ends up like this. This the Shai Shua doesn't quote. The Shua Sadrach ends off like this. He says, the Kossi calls out, I wrote all this, Alpha Bishu Pashit, the Fisher Isi, Shaina Am Nizam Bazaar. That's the tirum mizum. He's writing the truth to somebody. The reason I'm writing all this, you have to make clear on Yerushalayim. He says because even though it's pashut, because I see that people are not nizer in this, and you should be from the nizarim. So therefore, when you come to curse the Lord and see for 30 days, you have to make kriya. The Shaira Tshuva, when he quotes her advaz, he say ends off with the advaz saying, "Ach, where's the hibaza?" That we're not zor, the people on zor in making kriya. Same thing quotes a Biki Yosef, and the Biki Yosef is over here in Tovkuf Samach Aleph Sifkon Beis. He says Loi Nogokach. The minig is not to make kriya. The big yosef is clearly the minig is if you didn't see for 30 days, still you don't make kriya. The chayv tumua. I had a kasha when I saw this and went through his inyan. The chayv is very shver. The truest advice is clearly you have to make kriya. And like I quoted before, kosi kozeh pishu pashul for yisi shein arm nizam is there. That team is arm. People aren't there. So vice is from the advice. He has clearly you have to make kriya. And you should not semich any hetter not to make kriya. So how could the Shai Tshuva and other places can be semich on advice to make all that if the advice itself is foolish, not like that. They're using advice as a basis that you don't have to make kriya. And the advice goof is clearly. I'm writing clearly, he ends up the tshuva. I'm writing clearly, it's clearly you have to make kriya because I see the people are not there. And you should be for the Zoranids. So how could they say the idol is not Zoran? I looked high and low for a while till I finally found someone asked this kasha. I found the Satmarov asked this kasha. In Seva, Shasachur, Zivayel, in Chaim, Simulamit, Oizvav. He asked this kasha and he answers like this. This is what he gives the Teretz. Since it's Kva, Nespashit Aminig, to be Mako, not to make Kriya, and you see him in a tiny revaz. The people are Mekel, even though it doesn't hold like that. And the Meshech Hazman, through all the generations, from time of Vaz, all the Yisroel and Yishalayim, one Mevatel, the minig of the people are Mekel, not to make Kriya. Also, beyadim, if they couldn't, they wanted Mevatel, the minig to Mekel, but if it weren't, Matzlich to Mevatel, the minig, and Skosha to Marandis. So it goes in the category of Hanach Lahem. You find sometimes. Let them do it. You know, it's a very, even though the halacha is not like that, but Hanachlam, if they do it, I don't know if he means exactly what she's showing him, whatever it is, but Hanachlam, leave him, and that's it, don't make, and the minig is, and that's stuck in the minig, not to make kriya. And the same thing, I saw in the Sefer Madni Shloima, he brings down from Shloima Zalman, that even the Mashmois, he says, from the Stimus HaPaiskim, you have to make kriya. However, he saw Kamek Gedolim that came to the Kaisel and they lived in Yishalayim all the time and they weren't there for 30 days and didn't make kriya. And the reason, probably, he says, this is his own zone. The reason why probably didn't make kriya because they did not feel the Tzad of the Chubim. Like Amor used to be, he used to feel Tzad of the Chubim. Today, no one feels the Tzad of the Chubim. So maybe that's why he didn't make kriya. And same thing he quotes in Sefer Manishlema, quotes Rabbi Yashiv. The minig is not, if someone lives in Yishalayim, he does not make kriya. So it comes out according to this, if someone lives in Yishalayim, all the time Yishalayim, even if he curses for 30 days, the minig, according to these shitas, you do not have to make kriya. But Poshet, even according to this, it's only you live in Yishalayim. But let's say someone lives in Bnei Brak, or someone comes from America, and he goes to the Kaisel, even if he didn't see the Kaisel for 30 days, then the Kuliyam you have to make kriya. The only Shaila because Yishalayim, the Kaisel is in Yishalayim. So if it's the same city, so maybe you don't have to make kriya. But if someone's coming from Nebrak and didn't see the Kaisel for 30 days, or someone's coming from Chutzlars, from America, from Europe, and he comes to see the Kaisel, then you're going to make kriya. A lot of times you go to the Kaisel, you don't see the island making kriya. You know, the people, especially with the tourist season, how many people you see make kriya? Very rarely. But the mice that's like it in. If you come from Chutzlars or even a different part of Eretz Yisrael, then the Kuliyam, if you didn't see for 30 days the Kaisel, you chmur to make kriya. The same thing speaks out, the Yerakayah, same thing by says, from the Sefer Yerakayah Shramigdash. Yerakayah Shramigdash in Chedimo, in Perikot Zayin, Simnaof Oizvav says, he used to see Zikne Shalayim, that lived in Yerushalayim, even if they weren't the curse of 30 days, so they had a problem. They have to make kriya, not make kriya. You have the advisor that says you have to make kriya, and the Bible is not to. So what they did is they went on Shabbos then. They didn't go for 30 days, so you said go on Shabbos. From the Ikedin, he writes the Akash in English. We all like to pick a Yosef. We don't, the minhag is not to make kriya. If you live in Shalim, you didn't see kriya for 30 days, the minhag is not to make kriya. However, the Moshe in the Chulani, this Moshe, Arachayim, Chelkesim, Lamzayin, Ez Gimel, he brings down the Akash of Migdash, and he says that Mishtado, that they were Mishtado, that they went on Shabbos, they put not to make kriya, because it's Safa Gadina, if you have to make kriya. And it's right, he says it wasn't because of Suffolk Adina, because you have to mitzvah no Suffolk. But Vaz says Mufurish, you have to make clear. So why did they go? Why did they go during the week? Why did they wait to Shabbos? Because they didn't want to lose bed. They haven't called into the heaven those times. So it has to beg it. They didn't make clear on the beg it. So in Mela, they went only on Shabbos, not to tear beg it. One second, let me just finish. I did, I'll take a question. So Chayyav comes out according to this. If someone goes after Shabbos, he goes, let's say he went, he didn't see the Kaiser, he lived in Yerushalayim. He didn't go to the Kaiser for 30 days. So now he goes on Shabbos. Well, what happens if he comes, he wants to go again during the week? He has to make clear or not. According to Vaz, he has to make clear or not. Maybe he has to make clear. In fact, according to Ramosha, and if it's Moshe, Deicha, Gimel, Simon, Beis, Oiz, Dalet, he says there's no p'tur, like we mentioned just before, at the beginning of Shir, that there's no p'tur, if someone goes on Shabbos, he has to make kriya during the week also. So it could be that, they held that, if you remember, in the last week we spoke in Shir that the Achol Kamanu Moshe, the Chazanish, another place can hold that if a person goes on Shabbos, they go to Yom to make kriya. So it could be that we hold like those days. So maybe if you go on Shabbos and then you go during the week within 30 days, then you do not have to make kriya then. Ladina, it's mashma, the olam. Let me just finish. Huh? No, if you go within 30 days, still you don't have to make kriya because you went Shabbos already. Okay? So Ladina, it's mashma, the olam is semech on the bikiyasim, they hold, and the swar, like the mention of Satmarov, and the same thing holds Ladina. The Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, the son lives in Yerushalayim and doesn't go to Kursel for 30 days. If he goes to Kursel, the minhag is not to be Kareya. This interesting story is I saw in the Sefer Asher Yish. It's Lakutan from all the Psaka, from Shlomo Zalman, from all the different swarm that quotes from him. From Yashiv. That someone who could go to Kursel for 30 days and doesn't go, it's like someone has an old mother and doesn't visit her. You don't visit your old mother, you have an old mother, you don't go visit her. So same thing, the person should always go to the Kaiser. If it's possible, if he lives in Yerushalayim, he should visit the Kaiser at least within every hours and 30 days. Now I'll take your question.
How about if you go from Chutz La'aretz and you come to the Kaiser Erev Shabbos Mamish?
Yeah. So you mentioned you come with your Shabbos of Gadon and you can stay there for Medavin, you don't have to make Kriya then.
But otherwise you do?
If you go Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, you mention Chazanish and Kama Paiskim, you make Kriya after Chatzos. Unless you go, we mention that if you go before davening, say Mincha, you want to say some Tilam, you want to say some time at the Kaiso, but you're wearing your Shabbos begotten, you can daven there, Kabbal Shabbos, Mincha Kabbal Shabbos, that you do not make Kriya then.
How about if he doesn't daven there? He goes 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
You should make Kriya then. So let him put on an old shirt. He knows he's going. So let him wear. You don't have to wear a shirt. You don't have to tear the suit. The shirt you tear. So he has to go with an old shirt or whatever.
So if he's
going for davening already for Kabbal Shabbos, then you don't have to make kriya. Going 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Kabbal Shabbos is 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the afternoon, then he should make kriya then.
If a person is working in July and lives in the weather suburbs, like here is around.
We'll get to that. That's the next thing. Good question. What's called Yerushalayim? That's the next question. It says that if you live in Yerushalayim, you have to make kriya. Now, the Yerushalayim of the time used to be people live in the old city. Or in the Beisham, it's right next to the Kaisel. Today, the Yerushalayim is the Srachiv, Is remote city of Yerushalayim? Is that still city of Yerushalayim? Yeah. Remote. Yeah. It's far away, huh? City of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim spreads out. Matzah stuff is still Yerushalayim, and you probably can't, huh? Further than Yerushalayim, huh? That's still city of Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So it's all Yerushalayim. So how far is city of Yerushalayim? That if you're living here, it's called still living in Yerushalayim. You're living in Yerushalayim. Then you cut the curse, you have to make kriya. How far is it go? It's machlokes. Okay? It's machlokes. Machlokes in the paiskim. Yosef Amad Nishloyim means down. He asked us Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv said that if you don't see the kaisel, chameser, Yishloyim chameser, then it's not, Gavidus is not called Yishloyim. So maybe if you come to the kaisel, it's like you come from Nebrat. And you have to make cry. That's what he calls from Loyashev. However, he calls from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, even the Nushchunas, Ramot, all the Nushchunas, Ramot Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, whatever it is, all these places, new places, has to do like Yerushalayim, and the Mela, you don't have to make kriya.
Like Purim?
Huh?
Like
not exactly Purim. But Gabi this, it's Gabi Shayim. Why? Because Purim is the Shayim, Gabi Brochas, Gabi Megillah, here's the Gabi Kriya. So b'chada people that make also melech is what to be semichan. According to Shlomo Zalman, it's probably more kurdic. Huh? I don't know what they do on Purim. Okay. All right. A lot of people don't want to make kriya, so they come up with an eitzah like this. If you come to Kaisel, let's say come from America, and you don't want to make kriya. Is there an eitzah to mark over your shirt, your jacket, whatever it is, to beg a shechaveya, she should not be chayes to kareya. So if you mark over to someone else, you have no right to tear someone else's bag. It's not my shirt anymore. It belongs to the yanim. Can I do such an eitzah or not? We mentioned in the past that the machlokes are paiskim. If a person is chayes to mark himself a mitzvah. Are you mechuyev to mark yourself a mitzvah? You're not mechuyev to do it. Are you mechuyev to mark yourself a mitzvah? So we mentioned the whole shayla and paiskim, masham, mikdash, we won't talk about our berichas. Moshe, a bris. Someone gets, a male gets a call to the bris in Nashville, Tennessee. You get a call in Nashville, Tennessee. Is he mechuyev to go there on Shabbos to spend it, go away from his family, go there or not? So it's a whole machlokes of paiskim. Some paiskim hold, you mechuyev to go. You have to go. You have a mitzvah. There's no one to do. No one else could do it. They can't find someone else. You have to go. Hashem says you're not mechuyev to go. You're not mechuyev to go. If they want to do the bris, let them baby to Chicago. If there's a mother in Chicago, let them mother in Chicago do it. We're not mechuyev to go there. So machoikas are paiskim. Over here, the shayla is different. Over here, the shayla is different. Can you do a rama to part yourself from chiyuv kriya? So chaya, there's two rayas from the Gemara. That you're not mechuyev, that you're from the Rishayim, from the Paiskim, and from the Gemara, that you're not mechuyev, that you don't do this Eitzah of selling your bag to someone else. One is the Gemara and Kedushin. Gemara and Kedushin, that from a base on a base. There's a chiyuv to stand up for a Zaken. Oh, the person over 70, you're mechuyev to stand up for him. So Gemara says, Yochel Yatzim Einav, Kiramisha Ra. Let's say he sees the Zaken come within the Alamas. Should he close his eyes? Tamalami reisim lekecha. You're mechuyev to stand up. Even though he's within the Alamas, close your eyes, you're not allowed to. Reis a bunch of nose, you're closing your eyes. And the Gemara says, there's more esakashin this. Otobe shiaskinen, are we talking about Rishoyim? Are we talking about Rishoyim that close that they don't want to, if they're chuyev to stand, they don't stand? So Gemara answers, Yachom, yes, the Gemara changes around a little bit. Yachom Yatzim Einav Kaidim Matis Man Chiyuva. He closes his eyes before he walks within the range of Dalai Lama's him. He Matis Man Chiyuva. And you're right, he doesn't see him now. Yipata Tamlam Etokim Reisa. So Rashi seeks out Yeshachol Yoram in Ayyitza. A person should be scared from the Bani Shalom. Hayadeh Machshoy Secha. Knows your Machshoyis. Shatum Vakish Tarbulis Yipata Mimitzoysav. You're looking Eitzis to be part of a mitzvah. So Mera. For a smash over there, you have a chiv to make kriya. And to smash, you shouldn't do any tefillah to part yourself from kriya. That's one raya. A second raya is from the mechaber in Simon Kufkov Ches in Hilchus Nesias Kafayim. It says in mechaber Simon Kufkov Ches of Dalet. The mechaber writes Kishahakahanim and he writes him Lala Siduchim. Let's say Kahanim don't want to go up to Duchim. Einim Tzichim Lishay Schutz of Basic Nesses of the Shah Shakurachaz and Kahanim. Really, they only have to stand out the shul only when they call Kahanim. And after they start already, Birch Kahanim, the Kahanim can walk in. Aber Kedei Shal Yoyim Hashem Pegumim, people shouldn't say this Kahanim, the reason he doesn't go up, because he's a pogrom, so he's not allowed to go up to Duchen. Nogu Shal Yikonis of Besek Nesis, Ad Shi Yigma Birch Kahanim, until they finish Birch Kahanim. So Mishbur speaks out, and Sif Kut Yibes, he brings out for the Paiskim, why wouldn't he go in and be Duchen? He's shvach. The chadoma, such a type of situation, speaks out to be a loch over there. Only because he's weak. If he's not weak, la shap ovet. She invat the mitzvah say bechinam. Why she invat the mitzvah say? There's a damish a mitzvah shetalim b'maisa. Kegain tzitzis. Like tzitzis. Kegain. Well, have the tzitzis only chayvus gavra. It's a chayvus mon on the beged. The beggar should have it sits on it has four corners to it. So however, still half of the cane, even though you don't have to wear it, you still should have, if you, let's say you have all your begotten and don't have four corners, there's no chiv tzitzis. So therefore, we the chazal machayv you to make a beggar of dal conference and put tzitzis there, so maybe you should wear it. So such to be halacha, so you see, you know, again, you see from here such a thing, you mechayv to machayv yourself. So it comes out according to this, a person should not make over his beged, even to be part himself of a mitzvah from Kriya. So a person, if it comes to a kaiso, he should dafka bring the beged that makes kriyan, because he should not come and find eitz of tabulas not to make over, not to be chayv kriya. Okay. Well.
Didn't the Rav say quote last week? I think from the stifler that you could close your eyes when you come to Ari Yehuda.
Chav Yafa. Because of Chav Yafa. Shaya. Because I mentioned that, because that's a Sophic. Well, Sophic. But if we'd be Vada, then it wouldn't help. Yeah. However, in the Sefer Maidim Azmanim, in Chavik Zayin, Summation Zayin says further. Even he says, even if you're Machno or beggar, it doesn't help. If you want to think of a half such ace to fight yourself, that doesn't help. Even if you're Machno the beggar to somebody else, to a Kinyan Suda, and the other, and the one who's kind of the beggar, lets him wear the beggar the shayla, and he makes it tonight. You can wear the shirt, but you're not allowed to make kriya on it. Still, it's since our rama won't help. Because why are you doing it? You're making all this kinyan, you shouldn't have to make the kriya on the beggar. But you're not going to keep the shirts for good. You know, if you leave the kaisa or other, you want back your shirt. So the whole thing's our rama be'ama. You're not mad. You don't want him to. Let's say he wants to give the shirt to somebody else. You won't let him. Or he wants to mad. You're not going to let him do it. So therefore, the whole Kenyan is a harama biyama. That's what the Moshe Shtembach writes. And same thing. Let me finish. The same thing speaks out in the Sefer Tovus Yankov. Enoch from the stipler. He was Mishamish a stipler. So he brings down that the stipler. He wanted stipler once told him. He said that no, the maknov or beged doesn't help. So it's only a rama b'yama. He held the same thing also. In the sefer Madni Shlomo brings the yes. The Shlomo Zalman, are you allowed to mak the beged to other people? So Shlomo Zalman answers in Hebrew like this: Ani shonei dvarim kela. I don't like these eitzes. I hate these eitzes. So Shlomo Zalman says even further. The Gemara in Moikatan says that chavavam beis that. Talks about giving over the beggar to somebody else. So he says, Mashmois Agmar is that Chaveri knows that he's chayv kriya. Then you love, then he'll be meicha. Let you tear the beggar. So the mashmah that if it's even though mak over to somebody else, but still you still have to make kriya. The person's meicha, let you make kriya on the beggar. That's why he's medayik from the Gemara in Moikatan. However, in the Sefer Asher Yish. Chedigimel, Simon Ayigimel, he quotes a Yashiv that you're allowed to be mafki, you beggar, the Fnei Shlesha. You can take the shirt off and say, "Here, I'm being mafkir in front of three people." So she put her from Chiv Kriya. And also, he says right there also, you allow to makni the garden to somebody, to not makni the son with a Kinyan Suda. And that's Chavesh, Tom Fresh, he doesn't get a shus to tear the beged. However, he writes, the Derech HaNechayin is not to mafki yourself from the mitzvah, and you should put on a beged, old beged, that, and make kriya on it. And I say, he ends off, he says, you shouldn't be naik to be makin with a beggar, be masking a beggar. We should do, you should talk only to your beggar. So come down Ladina, a person should not do eight to makin on somebody else. First, there's some sheet is hold, this eight that won't even help, because it's a rama, or you know, sometimes you know your friend will do it, but you make kriya. So my sense of price scheme is, you shouldn't do the Eitza, you should dafka, make kriya on your beggar, and not be makin over to somebody else. Yes?
You're
talking about the
Talmud.
Yeah. The Talmud says that the Talmud says that the Talmud says that the Talmud says that
the Talmud
says that the Talmud says that the Talmud says
that the I think you mentioned it to somebody this week. Makes no difference who.
Yeah.
The Eitze, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Star, you remember later.
Yeah.
Star Mechire.
Yeah.
You make a star with the person that then you give him money.
Yeah.
Good.
My God, yeah.
What's
it called? That's Eitze Sam Seifer. It's a Chuba Sam Seifer.
But I've heard that. Can Zayn Agres and Aroma Vidos?
Huh?
What do you need a bigger aroma?
Huh?
Why, the man that cuts the tree, even
you
give him a whatever,
yeah.
What does he need the tree for? It's an aroma.
Well, mice, it's a good kinyan. At least it
takes
up
sakana.
I guess
it has a backyard full of trees, then he cuts all year long.
Yeah.
What does he need? It's a
mamish
aroma.
You're 100% right. That's why many paiskim will not give you the eitzah. They will not give you eitzah of cutting a fruit tree.
I'm telling
you, so the mice is there are many places, even though some safety gives his answer. The Michas Elazar says when a Shaila comes up like this, he doesn't answer such a Shaila. Yes, most Rabbanan, including myself, when someone asks me about the son of Tagai, the tree, I don't give that answer. There's no answer. What you have to do is replant the tree, pick it up. No matter what it costs, I know one person, Taka, did it cost him $6,000. He had the tree, he was building a nursing home. He had a tree right in the middle of a piece of property.
A nursing home is no
problem. I'm telling you, Maisa Shaharia.
Replanting is better than
cutting it down. Then selling to the guy. You're right, sure. Because it's a tree that's not going to die. You replant it somewhere else and it keeps on going.
You're like a nursing home, it can buy $60,000.
We're talking about the halacha, not about the money, okay?
Are you allowed to make a contract to buy a house and a guy from a guy and tell him I want the house without the tree?
Yeah, I have cases like that. People call me, they bought in the midst of buying a house and they saw in the backyard there's a fruit trees. What should they do? So I said, what you do is, before you sign with the guy, tell the guy, let's say cut down a tree costs 2,000, you paid $300,000 for the house. So tell the guy, it costs $2,000 for a tree, I'm paying for the house $302,000. But I want to move in, I want to take only possession of the property only when there's no fruit trees anymore. So you could do that. That you could make a tie with the guy, because the guy belongs to the guy, and the guy's cutting it down. That's no problem. That's why it's illegal, halachically.
Well, you can't just make a contract that says that I'll only buy the house when there's no fruit tree. Why do you have to pay for it?
He's not going to want to do it. Why would he do it? Why should he lose money on deal? So you got to make a little incentive for him. That's not legal. That's 100% legal.
Why can't you give your shirt away?
Because you really honestly don't want the shirt back right after you leave the kaisel.
You do with a little of an Esrig with somebody else want to.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but you're getting back the same chayfets. Hey, the shirt, the false chayf pre on it.
Lulav and Esrig, getting back to the valid meaning.
Yeah, but yes. No, you have to make a bracha. Yeah, you do Yoiva Nisse. Yoiva Adin and Shechanach. Yes, right. Yoiva Nisse also. You have to get to Korea. Yeah.
When
you tear Kriya. Not an option, it's a Kriya.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
When you tear Kriya on the Kosel,
yeah.
Do you have to do the outer garment or just a specific?
Only one beggar. Normally, most Kriya beggars are shirts because the jacket costs more money. That's all simple. One beggar. I mean, there are sheetahs that hold ad libay. We mentioned this year. There are sheetahs that hold you have to tear mamish your shirt, even your undershirt, and pass cotton is a shayla. But we pass in only the chiv is only one beggar.
Are these the same halachas we use chavelis for karo?
For what?
For
to what?
For kriya.
Same thing also.
What the? You don't have to tear the jacket, only tear the shirt.
Oh, it depends. No. Depends. Okay. For Avavimai, mm-hmm. Then you tear your jacket and shirt. Mm-hmm. And a Taos cotton, we hold not. And the undershirt, we sell it to beggars there, you don't have to tear. It's a shark craving, it's only one beggar. So most people tear a shirt, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Anything besides Avavimai is only one beggar. Avavimai is a kob goda. Okay? Alright. Now we'll talk about a controversial subject. You come to Kaiser Marav, you come to, are you allowed to go in to Har HaBayis? Are you allowed to go on the Temple Mount? Called the Temple Mount, I think. Mm-hmm. Go to the Temple Mount. You visit Eretz Yisrael, or you're in Eretz Yisrael, are you allowed to go in the Har HaBayis or not?
It's
behind the wall. Behind the Kaiser Marav.
If you want
are you allowed to go there or not?
Behind you on top, what's the roast?
We're talking about where the mosque is. Where beside, on top, right. Go up the ramp over there and go behind the Kaiser Ravi. No, it's not the side where people stand. We'll go there. You're allowed to go there. Right. Are you allowed to go there or not? So, Chaya Pashis, it's a Machoikas Rishonim. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says in Hechos Beis Abchira, Perek Zayin, Halachi Yudalad. The Rambam says like this. The Dush of Yishayna, Shekitsh Shlomis of Beis HaMikdash. The Dush of Yishayna, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, Yishalayim Kitsh L'Shayta, it became Kaddish then, the Kitsh lost at Lavai. Lafikach, therefore, Makrivin Kabonis, Apishon Bayis Bonai. Therefore, you're allowed to be Makriv Kabonis, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, because it's Dush is there's Lairam. That's why you have the whole Shailon, Gedela Chenich, Sam Seifa, Tzvias Kalasher, the whole Shai, they want to be Bechadish, be Makiv Kabonis, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. The whole Shai wasn't generations ago. And even today, you hear sometimes tumbling, people want to make Makiv Kabonis. But Lamaisa, we don't do it. But Lamaisa, the Kedusha, the Rama passes, Kitcha Shai, the Kitcha Lassa Lavai. Shetashak Dusha, Rishaina, Kitcha Shai, the Kitcha Lassa Lavai. Lefi Sheknushis Yishalayim Amigdash Bnei Yashchina Vashchina Eina Betela Rareyu Oima Vashimaisi Es Migdashechem Omu Chachomem Destul Rambam Alfi Sheheim Shemimim Kikdushasim Heim Eindim. Even though it's destroyed, there's no Beis HaMikdash there, still the Kedusha is still there. That's the Lashon Rambam. Huh? We'll get to that soon. Right. So that's what the Rambam says. The Ravid argues. Ravid says, Svar Satsa, where's the Rambam get it? Svar Satsa, my he. Lo yada, lo yadaiti minayin loy. Where's it get it from? Vikitcha la, vikitcha, lasa, laata, lesata. Well, the kitcha lasa lavoy, la oma, ela, la shaya tisol. That did you say, kitcha lasa lavoy, was only shaya tisol. Avishalayim, la migdash, la oma. Kach, nigali, Misayr Hashem Reyev. That's Nigli Misayr Hashem Reyev. Whatever that means. The Baruch Hashem came to Nevuah. That there's no Kedusha. The Sikach HaNichnes Atah Sham. If someone goes into the Harabayas, we'll call it the Harabayas, anybody curse. So vice versa, the Rambam holds you not allowed to go in to the Harabayas, and the Rabbi holds you allowed to go in. There's a Chulitz Masham. Masham is a Chelek, in Chelek Dalud, Sunnah Samavav. He brings down that this and also to Das Torah in Archaim Simtov Kuf Samachalov. He says this machlokes Rambam and Ravid is really machlokes in the Medrash. The Medrash Rabbah says in the beginning of Shemayis Perek Beis Ois Beis says on the pasuk Moshe Yirai Tzayin. So Hahudik Siv Hashem Behecha Kotshay Amar Shmuel Ban Achmeni Ad Shalichov Beis Hamikdash Hatzeshchina Shchur B'Saychay. As long as Beis Medrash wasn't destroyed, the Shchina was there. Actually, Chorav Besamidish Hashchina Shri Saichai, Mishchorav Mishchorav Besamidish Iskalt Hashchina. Once the Besamidish was destroyed, Niskalt Hashchina Shchina went away, the Shemayim. Shenema Hashem Beshemayim Heche Kisai. Avachoma Lezoza Hashchina Mitaycha Hechal. Shchina never left. Api Shechorav Hubik Toshasa. Rab Laza Lailam Lezoza Hashchina Mekaisa Maravi. So you see the machlokes in the Medrash is that's gufa the machlokes of Rambam and Ravid. However, some achrenim on Taina that there's no raya from the Medrash. Why? From the Medrash there's no raya, and it's no raya to the Ravid. That kavanas of Shimon Achmeni, that of Shimon Achmeni. It's only talking, it's only temporarily. It's the status of Makotz. Like the Gemara says in Menachos, Daf Kuf Yutes, it says, Zeis, Menachos, Menachos, Adiyad. It's only temporarily. But for a long time, Zichar, the Shekhinah comes back. And the Beis Yosef, there's a Beis Yosef in Arachayim. In Simon Kufya Beis, he quotes a Medrash that says, "B'shoah shachar zeshchinu ba'isheni hiskel poschul anshek knesek derla v'amul ve'baracha to Hashem hamaz zeshchinatay l'tzion." When he came to bracha of Ritzay, when the keshchina came back, then he was sakin the bracha, "Baracha to Hashem hamaz zeshchinatay l'tzion." Also, there's a shaka raya to Shitas Rambam. From the Gemara in Brachas. Gemara Brachas, the Aflamin Amal says that Sha'aymet Mishalayim Tzarech L'chavim Kenegev Beis HaMikdash or Beis Kotcheh Kotchem. And the Rambam quotes this L'Halacha in Tzvir Perhei Halacha Gimel and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Erechayim Sim Tzarek Dalet Tziv Beis. So it's Mokach that Bezman Hazeh there's Ashrash Ashchina and Amokam HaMikdash. So why is this like the Rambam? So anyway, so right now we mentioned to now, it's a machlokes Rambam Ravid. If there's a Kedusha in the Harbayis today or not. Ladina, Rav Yishayin and Paskin, like the Rambam. Who are these Yishayinim? The Smag, in Mitzvah Sei Kuf Samah Gimel, and the Rash, in Shvius, Pegvav, Mishnah Aleph, Taisus HaRash, Yivomus, Pebez, Amad Bez, the Tosfos in Yom Mendal Amun Aleph B'Shem Yivah, and Sendik speaks out the Yireyim and Simrei Shain Zion, and Sendik speaks out the Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Samen Beis and Shin Samen Gimel, and Sendik speaks out the Chuvos Advaz in Chelik Beis Simen Tovrei Sadik Aleph. They all hold that there's Issa Koris. If you're going to Mokum Amigdash, going to Har Bayis, you're going to Mokum Amigdash, there's Issa of Koris. But L'chay we have a Shita Saravit. But even according to Shiva's arrival, it's not Poshit. Because you look at the Lashon arrival, like you quoted before, the Thika Chachnichnis Ata Shom, Ein by Chorus. So the Chulam Bin Yitzion, from the Oracle Ner, he says, even according to arrival, the arrival is always Mutter, because you hold, since it's a Sophic, if that's Sinamokha Migdash or not, it's a Sophic Chayef Chorus or not. And he's, and in the Bin Yitzir is Maisef. Even you say Kavon survived is to be Matah. However, he's only Das Yochid, and most Paiskim disagree with him. In the Sefer Yisrael, from Achim Michal to Kaczynski, and say in the Perek of Beis, he says even the Rabbis made it as Issa. There's Issa love. And Sandy speaks out the Mishpat Kain. Mishpat Kain is the sefer from Rav Kook, the head of the Zionist, one of the heads of the Zionist movement. And he says clearly, in Simon Tzadik Vav, he says clearly, in Mishpat Kain, in Aizvav and Aizayin, says, even according to Ravid, there's Issa Lav and Issa Asay. And I suggest you that the only Nafka Machaikas Ramam and Ravid is a Chief curse. But even according to the Ravid, the whole is no, it's a curse, still there's Issa Lav, this is a love and this essay. There are other Mishainim, Ramban, for instance, Ramban and Makis, and Daf Yutes, and also there's a Chulas Marit, Michel Gavsim and Gimel, that says, that learns that there's no Issa chorus if you go into Makam Mingdash, because it's Biyad Akam, he says, because once it's Biyad Akam, it's Nifka Kedrosha, that the Kedusha was lost. However, According to that, says the Chuvah and Sitzeliyaza in Cheligut Simnaalf Oisman Gimel. He says that the one that when we in 67 when we got back at Yisrael, the Kedusha came back to even according to the Ramban and Marit, the Kedusha came back after 67, and the Mela, it's also for you to go in. And same thing, he quotes from a Chuvah Beis Yitzchak and Chaim Simon Chazayin like that. And Emerson, if you look at a Chuvah Chsam Sefer. Sam Sefer is in Yerdeya Simon Shlom Gimel. He says he learned Pshat and Arivet. For some reason, I don't know how he got that, but he learned Pshat and Arivet is the reason why Chayv Kors is because it's Chayv Kors only when it belongs to a Yid. But learning to it in the hands of a guy, there's no Chayv Kors anymore. So according to him, even according to Arivet, the Maidat is Manazah, the Tush is back over there, according to Sam Sefer. The Radina, so he mentioned first of all, Rabbi Shainim hold like the Shitas Rambam, and even according to Ravid, the Shitas hold the Ravid hold still is not just not his own act in the Chiv Kores, like him died from his words, and by Kores of a Lav and Asay there is the Binyan Tzion in Shuvas that we mentioned before says pass the Radina like the Rambam. Same thing, Paskin, the Chuvah of the Nezer, in Yerideya, Simen, Tafnun. And same thing speaks out in Chuvah's Beis Radvaz, the one who wrote the Pirush on Yishalmi. Beis Radvaz, in Simen Lamed Ches, he also Paskins, we hold the Din like the Rambam. The same thing speaks out the Chofetz Chaim, in the Kutei Halachos, in Zvachim, Perek Yud Gimel. And same thing speaks out the Mogav Avram over here, in Tavkuf Samech Aleph, Sivkot and Beis. And saying the quotes to Mr. Brewer in Tavkuf Samachal and Sifkatan, hey, this is Lashon, he says, Ranichnes Ata, Lamokam Amigdash, Chayiv Kores, Shekolona Tumei Mesim, Vikdusha Rishaina, Kitcha Shaita, Vikitcha, Lasset Lavai. And the same thing speaks out, the Mishpat Kain again. He says the Chayiv Kores Mishpat Kain for Rav Kook. He says also in Simon Tzadik Vav, he says that in Aitiyud he passed on that Medina. And same thing speaks out the Masham in Das Torah and Tavkuf Samach Aleph. And same thing speaks out the Hatzvi for Pesach Tzvi Frank in Chelik Yerideya in the back. He has there the Inyan and the Yoneh of Avoidus based of Chir Bizman Azer. He says clearly the Chayiv Kores in Shumas Yabi Ayma. From Avadi Yosef, Chelkei Yerdeya, Simcha Chavav, in Ois Tess, he says, it comes out according to the Gedolei HaPoskim, hold like this, he says, that it's not only us to walk in to have bias, we have to be careful not to go to save the Teva Migdal, to go, in a box, save the Teva Migdal. And therefore, not only that, it's also, you can't fly with an airplane. You have to be careful not to fly with an airplane over a Mokra Migdash, or flying with a helicopter over Mokam Migdash, because you say the Jewish is Adler Rekia. Jewish goes up to Rekia. So behold, this is a curse according to the Rambam. This is even if it's with the airplanes. I think the airplanes are when they it's a Sodic, I think they're careful not to go over Harbais. I think so. And he says, ends off, Yeshifasim Issa Ladiel Rabim Shavim Karasu Laikosha Bavim Chama. They should be careful about it. Now, some people want a taina that the prices on the harbais is okay. And I'm saying I won't go into that, that the shitas. But he writes, it's very hard to mitzamtzim to know exactly where's the mokum azara, where's the chayil. Because the chayil of Eisdois, that if you go to mikveh, it's okay. And with that, the mokum chayil is okay. However, he brings down, and he quotes, it's Shuvah Sheil's Dov from Dover Kalina that says it's Yashir for us to know exactly where the Mokum Mizbech was, where to figure out exactly where you can walk or not. And you have to Chayshish for an Issachars. And then he speaks out the Tzitzel the Ezer and Chedek Yud and Simon Aleph, Isamach, the same thing also. And Vadi Yosef writes in another one of his from Yechavah Das in Chedek Aleph Simon Chafei. At the end, he has a gore, and he brings down all these shitas on Mikkel. This part, you're allowed to walk around with that part. He brings down his derecha, all the shitas on Mikkelim, to go on Habayis. And he says, you have to imagine everyone not to go on Habayis, it's a chomer moed. And Tzitzel Yezer writes further, Eis Nuvav, even if you go to Tfilah, before you go to Habayis, you have to chshash to maybe where Zavim. And Mele, you need Zainikim, and also you have to tell him I am Chayim. And I want Baki exactly all the halachas. So Mele, there's no makom to your matzah to go into the Har HaBayis. So now we establish you should not go into Har HaBayis at all. Now there's another Shaila. Now we, Har HaBayis out of question. There's another Shaila, can you walk to the Kaisel even? Are you allowed to walk to the Kaisel now? You can't go to Har HaBayis, what about the Kaisel? One second.
We go down the show.
Yeah. I know the signs everywhere. If I'm not mistaken, I think there are signs everywhere. Here's the Mokum of Silence Bias. I think they put up signs everywhere, if I'm not mistaken. You want those signs yet? All right. Okay, but I think that's.
What are they signing
on? Huh?
Where did the two go? Rabbanim, quote unquote, go. What are they signing?
The Sanachan that the Chai was never also that the Cheshbon is start where you start figuring out the Amos you have to where the Azor is, they say it's past the Azor, they come with different Cheshbonis. Lamaisa, we're not sure, huh? The Chai was high. The question is where you find with the Maskis, was that the Mokum Mizbech or not? Was that what the Emeshtir was or not? We don't know. It's all guessing. So the Ifa is playing around with Suffolk Chorus, so you can't play around with Suffolk Chorus.
Is there, where's
they did not, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they weren't Mark of Kamonis. There were times before Beis HaMikdash was built, it was Bomas they built. But Mamaisa, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you don't find anywhere that they were Mark of Kamonis. Even though Rambam says you're allowed to, we don't do it. Some in Mason, yeah. And it could be Zavis, Ashar from being Zavin and Zavis for your letters and all these halachas.
What I mean is that they were back, they were saying that I think so could just post me some.
Yeah, but there's Maim. We don't have. I don't think we have Maim Chaim today. They used to use Maim Chaim today. There's no Maim Chaim today. I don't think there is Maim Chaim. Tumah v'tzibah. That's not enough to be matter. Doesn't make it. Tumah is either. First, it's metal. It's metal. It's not blocking. Airplanes made from metal or aluminum, whatever it's made. So tumah could go through it. That's something else. What they do is. First of all, when they send the mace to show, they put them in a special box. So the whole shot that box helps. There are people that make them. Shemizam writes strongly as a Chuvim in Kishwema, says it doesn't help. He holds the whole box is not the way Ma'am word. We talk it to Kahanim, and besides that, the honest truth is that not often do they put them in the box anyway. You speak to the people in Ma'am Kurdish, these ones in New York, when sometimes they don't even use the box. Huh?
A metal box.
No, it's a wooden box. It's a wooden box there. But they don't always use it. That's first of all. Secondly, if they do use it, Shem Zalman says it doesn't help. So therefore, a Kayan should not be on such a flight. So there are flights today for Kahanim that leave from Newark, that leave a certain time. Yes, the people who deal with it, Flight 28 to Eretz Yisrael. There they guarantee you there's no There's no mason on the plane. There's a certain flight they will not take. Allow will not take any mason on the plane. I had once a case. Someone called me. A Kohen called me up once. He says he was from Chicago. He was going to New York to catch a flight. And on the flight to New York, going, he saw some other people there. He said, "Where are you going?" He says, "I'm going. He's taking his father to Israel. He's in the same plane." He asked what to do. I said, "Get off the plane." And he can't be on the same plane with the mace.
I wonder what is true with the
aluminum.
Yeah,
that's right.
But that's
talking when you're flying over the, maybe flying over the Harabais, maybe. But if the mace is in the plane, same place you're in.
But you're saying oil.
You still, if you're the same, if a coin is the same, what do you call it? The same oil, then it's a problem then.
So, the whole air force becomes the oil.
Yeah, right. Okay, he's close, but he just says himself in Sefade.
The whole air force becomes the oil because the ramp weight that
yeah, that's it. You're right, but we're not talking about Tumas Kana now. The shayla is because if you have an airplane, you put the mace in the cargo, then you bring the plane to the gate. So now the doors are open, so you, but it's not straight for Tumas Lotes, there's no shayla, it's not a shayla for now. All right, let's go back now. Let's continue what we're talking about. So till now we clarified to go to Harbai is not permissible. Now the shayla, can you even go to the Kaisel? Are you first of news? First, are you allowed to walk? You touch, come close to the Kaisel Ravi. Second, if you do allow to come to Kaisel Ravi, are you allowed to stick your fingers into the openings, into the crevices of the between the stones? Are you allowed to put a kit of this? Stick your fingers in there. Are you allowed to put it? Is the Kaisel part of the Har Bayis? Is that that's where the Har Bayis ended, or it's where the Azar is? There's a Chilas Aras. So the number of sheet is over here. There's a Chilas Advaz in Chayyid Bey, Simon Tofresh, Sadek Aleph, and Sendin speaks out to Chachma Sadam, in Shayyid Sedek, in Mitzvah Tzluis Baritz, Perik Al, Siv Ches. He says the Kaisam Aravid that we have today is the Kaisal of the Azara. So in Mele, according to him, you now have to come close to the Kaisal. Because when you come, because you're walking in the Azara then, because that's the Kaisal of the Azara. So in the Azara itself, you had a Chayyid. There's a certain amount of Amis. How many Amis away? According to Marit, it's 80 Amis. And according to Taisus Yontif, in Midas Perek Beis, is 135 Amis you have to walk away. In fact, the Biskas are Machmer, they don't come to the Kaisel. In fact, I once saw David Soloveitchik. He was saying to him, when the first time I saw him in, by the Kaisel, we're standing all the way back there, saying to him. So I asked someone there, why does he come close to the Kaisel? He said, don't you know the Biskas Shita? You know, they hope that the Kaisel could be from the Azara. So it's from the Azara, so you have to be machik a certain amount of Amis. So maybe that's where he sat and sat to him there. So anyway, so that's the Shittas of Advaz and the Chachmas Adam. However, there are many Shittas that disagree with them. There's a tshuva, even Moshe has a tshuva, end of a tshuva. Why is it in there? I don't know. But he throws the end of a tshuva in Arachayim Chelik Beis and the Simi Kufi Gimel. He says the mod. He says since it's Kabbalah Midaris Rabbi Seinu Rishenim that was the Kaisel Maravi and you're allowed to daven there for all the generations they daven there. So Mela, how can anyone have an eye on it? And he doesn't send the Biskarovi right. He himself writes there. I don't understand how the Biskarovi says you shouldn't go there. Mika Din. If he doesn't, this guy doesn't go shash tumah. What shash tumah? You see, all the rishonim used to go Ramban. He went straight to the kaisel, mamish. So how could someone ask such a thing? Same thing, right? The Hatzvi in your end of your day, when he talks about the avodas based of chira b'zman hazeh, he writes clearly the makubal etzleinim with dar the kaisel maravi the kaisel shel harabayis. It's not the zor, it's the harabayis. And the same thing, since he has a quote from people. In he says clearly that the curse of Arav is the curse of the Habayis and not the Azara. So Melo, they disagree with the Razvaz and the Chachma Sodom. Okay, now let's talk about once. So we hope now Ladina, you're allowed to come to the Kaisel. The Shailas, can you kiss the Kaisel? Can you stick your fingers into the crevices? Are you allowed to do that or not? That's a machlokes in the Paiskim. in the Archas Rabbeinu in Chelet Beis, page Kufman Tes, he says that the Chazainish, the stipler was in the game. He touched the Kaisel itself, but he didn't put his, make sure not put his fingers into the crevices. And then you Koshash, because beer, because the Shikas, the whole beer, is a Shailan and Shainim, beer mixed with Shmei beer or not. So Meli not allowed to. And Zobim to Mason or also to go in there. So if you still, your beer should be, it's like you're coming to the Harabais, you're not allowed to. And he brings there, in the Orchaz Abeno, he brings there from a Pchan Kaneski that he heard directly from the Chazainish, the Kaisel is part of the Harabais, not from the Azura. However, the Chazanish held, you should not stick your fingers between the Avonim. And Sainte quotes the Moedim Zmanim in the Chelikei Simshin and Nun, he brings down the same thing from Shulai Diskin and the Adaris. They held you should not put your fingers into the crevices of Kaisel. And same thing speaks out, yeah, Kurdish from Migdash and Chelik Dalad, Simbeis, Ois Chav Gimel. Ois Gimel, he brings Kamer Reis that the Kaisos from the Harbayas is not from the Azura. And over there, in Perigdal, Ois Beis, he says, you should not put your hands in the crevice of the Kaisos, because Minik Shishbebiya. However, there are Chokim, there's a Chuvin on in Ezra. In your Yerideya, Chel Beis, Simon Tafnun, he says, Mota, put your fingers into it, Tzvarisav. If you put your fingers into the crevice, between the stones, there's no, There's no issa of bimis shmei bia. The issa is it is only if the hole goes straight through. The hole bimis shmei bia is only if the hole goes from one side of one to the other side. So if you stick your finger in, then the shaya bimis shmei bia. But since when you stick your finger into the stone, there's a blockage there. It doesn't go straight through. So maybe in such a case, there's no problem. I saw also shom tzum b'alacha being down. In Kuntis Achen, Sim Kuchavav, Isaav, he says the Menchus Alaza used to send Kvitlach into the Kaisa, that they used to tell that they should stick Kvitlach. So that's the more. If you hold, like the stipler, the Chazainish, you now stick Kvitlach into the Kaisa, because that's between the holes over there. The Lamaisa, the Velt, seems to be Mekal, he sees full of Kvitlach. So now the Velt seems to be Mekal to put it, to even stick your fingers between it. As long as the hole doesn't go straight through, there should be no problem, it should be okay. And the Maisa Adina, so Mela, so let's go to Maskana. Maskana, to go into our bias, sensitive, come out, all dead, that price given to us. There's no heter whatsoever. However, to go into, but we hold that the Kaisal Rav is the Kaisal of the Azara, not the Kaisal of the, this is the Kaisal of the Harbayas, the Kaisal of not the Azara. So Mela, to go up to the straight to the Kaisal, most price calls Mutal Adina. And then even to put your finger in there, you have the Adinezer, and you have the Mooncatcher, that holds you out, and that's the Minig Olam, you have to put Kritlach into the Kaisel Maravi. Okay, this is the last year for summer, and Mr. Shem, you'll be notified when the next year comes. Someone wants email to get about the Shurim, he wants to be notified, he should give his email address to sign up over here, and you'll get the Mr. Shem emails when the shroom start again.